considered Hanas Piv by Ta'ima?
I'm sorry?
Is there Hanas Piv by Ta'ima? It's not called Hanas Piv.
I don't know. Well, it's all to put something in your mouth.
Right. So why is the Ta'ima not Hanas Piv?
Look. Let's pick it up. Look in the text. Actually, every the 50 children and the shark here. It's your last time from the Hilchos Taimis in the Shulchan Aruch on Tov Kuf Shama Zayin. That's the example of Hanas Piv. Says that you're asking. Hashori b'tas b'tainis yochol litom kidei reviyis v'vatshe yiflot. Yom HaKippurim kishuva v'sosu. Right. And when our meaning is the whole tanei, so we don't allow it. Right. Chayodam quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, "V'mokom sudas mitzvah shemavashim b'yom l'tzoch halayla, yesh lismuch adayter adayer rishono lahater b'sharei taneisim litom hatarshol meyat meyat em yesh b'melo v'tablin v'lifot." We have a level below that we're talking about. Look in the Pesach Tshuva, the first Pesach Tshuva in Tzareches. We haven't been able to get all Tzareches yet, but I hope you appreciate that what I'm doing is laying down the Ikrim, the fundamental Ikrim, using Tzareches as the foil to do so. Mr. Shem, after that, we just should move a little bit faster. Look at the Pesach Tshuva, Yitemenu Ovid Gehovim. Okay. I thought we covered it quickly last time, but Gabi Moro Shore Litum the Korov Hadobo Shitum Tamar Mashma di Lavhochi Aftima Beloshon Biyoso. If you know the thing is also, right, then Tima is also. Now, if you know the thing is also, why would you want to taste it? Basically, but possibility, maybe you want to know whether it's Tam Pogum or not. Takosa Prima Godin. Also, lelachlech beloshon imoluach. To check whether meat is insulted or not. Why? So it's a 50-50 chance. Either yes, salted, not salted. But in the case of the liver, since the chicken managed to survive, the assumption is that there is bile. Therefore, to be an unusual circumstance, we're not, therefore we're not. Right. I don't fully know why that's important, but anyway, Shenishal imuta lasos litom haburis im yesh bo melach kol tzolko. Obviously, in making of soap, That's what bullish is. You sold out something. I can imagine what it is. You cook up the fat with lye, with hydrogen, with sodium hydroxide, then it settles down. When you put salt in, the adequate amount of salt, I suspect it's a salting out process. Or anyway, so to know whether the soap is good, you have to taste it. The alpha gab the double shu pogum. We're dealing here now with something which is not royal achilas odom. Nevertheless, midrabbanan mi also lachatchila, right? Utima haynu dafka lachila, avol utima shori lachatchila. Right. Utima ain also ala midrabbanan, umidrabbanan lo gozlos. What is he saying? Since it's what? Double pogum. And normal timo means you taste it to eat it. And since you're not tasting here to eat it now. Kamuba mitvaro, but the Becholi Surah Rabbanon, Shore Timo, Alpitum Bepiv Mamish. Chain heaven Benosha Baltal Tzedek. You with me? Masha Pirish, now he had Chedivir Rashi Bechulin, Masha Pirish, the Surah, Gan Bosa Becholov, Shein Yisrael, Yochol, Tomo, Ansham, Gan Mevshu, Letaris, Kushus, Hatesis, Abo, Bebach, Nehod, the Yayin, the Mayim, Om Hatesis, she does say, Bidad, etc., etc., right? The Choker Arashi, that Bechol Yisurim, Tam Ki Iko, the Reise, no, what is throwing it together? Because I can say we hit the L team of Loshon. That team of Loshon ain't a mutter, keen be Yisra Pogum. That's what the Pesach is putting together. What do you say? He's comparing Yisra Pogum to the Moho. A Moho with a suffix that there is likely that it won't be any team of Yisra, most likely the liver is kosher. Here, Tampogum, since Tampogum is only also Midrabonon, if a team of Beloshon, it's the same thing. That would indicate that by other Dindrabonon, team of Beloshon should be Mutu. She says, no, Tampogum is worse than Yitzhu Drabonon. Yitzhu Drabonon is Royal Achila. Therefore, we look upon the team of Beloshon as somewhat significant, but by Tampogum he wants to be Matir. I can't add too much more to it. Halacha l'maaseh, we don't have really many such cases where team of Beloshon will be a factor or not. Said preparing for a Suda Balaylo on a plain timers, you can be matter that team. Why one is matter and one that you asked if you cut the liver, all the shaylas of the liver. I thought that liver, since it has no, it's in before he mentioned that we're talking about that the piece of meat is tamaluach, that meat, however, is rinsed off from the dam be'en. I always felt that liver has that advantage. It's like boso, which was rinsed off. There is no dam be'en. Therefore, no mamusha shaliso. It's only tam alone. In fact, it's hard to differentiate that in Mitzius, Tam alone and not Mamoshes, because that chilek in Tam alone and Mamoshes isn't Mamoshes. It's not reality. Let's go move into a difficult evening. Again, a fundamental sugya in Issa Beheta impacts especially on Kuf Yud, on hold defining what's called the Sofik.
So, you have here the Machaba who summed up a lengthy discussion that he has in the Beis Yosef, but just bringing the conclusion.
What's the case? In Gimel. Okay. Well, let's take base again and refresh your memory. In the Sarev Min Bemino V'Nishpach V'Inyo Shen Yochel Amado V'Sharo Yadobo Isu Min in Dobo Heto Mino V'Inyo Shen Yochel Amado V'Sharo. Since it's filled out, I don't know exactly how much I had there to begin with. If I knew how much there was to begin with, that's critical to keep that in mind. I knew that I had there 60 quarts. Right. And now Esau filled in. We'll follow the halacha of Shishin. That's how we pass. We don't pass him like Rashi. Right. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Min b'mino is batel. Only was then the Rabbanon really batel the whole. The Rabbanon requires Shishin. But of Mishpach, I don't know exactly how much I had it there. Right. Then in Noda Shoyerubo Heter, you know, Vaday that was whole, but Lo Noda Shoyerubo Heter, then it's also. The Rimbamino is also. It's just that it's bottled the whole. And if you're sure there's whole, then the suffix, how much there was a suffix Rabbana? What's the suffix? In the Tzius, how do you define the suffix? What's the source of the suffix? So the suffix is that this Shlomazel, who spilled it out, doesn't keep good records. If he's a good chef and he's taking notes of what he's doing, he would know how much he has in the pot. He measured it, he didn't measure it. He doesn't know exactly what's in the pot. You define this as a kind of a what, personal suffix. Right? Not a suffix on the liver, whether it has a mezizos or doesn't have mezizos. Leave the Gemara out. We discussed that last time. Take the next. Avol in the Sara b'she'ena mina v'nishpar b'inin shen yachol amarol v'sharol apel noda shayarubu heter also. Because tam kikra the rice, that's right. In the Sara b'mino v'she'ena mina. Okay. This, I'll say it quickly and we'll come back to it. I have a mixture of min and ena min. V'nishpach v'inyan shen yochol amadol v'sharo, but you know there was rubo shel heter. But so what? Tam kika d'raisa, the min that is it's mino and mino has a mino she'en a mino, which means the tastes are different. Why aren't you afraid that this min iso will give a tam iso in the ena mino and tam kika d'raisa? That's also strange enough. The same Rabbi Yehuda who passed with min b'mino is bo botel. Also holds this concept of salik esheino mino kiilo eino. No da sheiruba heter mino, roon esheino mino kiilo eino. You discount the fact that it was eino mino. Vashar, right, is what? Is mino, as robo of umabatlo. The logic for that is not easy to understand. Why? The concept of salik is mino. We'll talk about it a little bit later. I want to get to the point for today. Had Gimel. So continue reading from Beis. Read Beis and Gimel together. In the Sarah, Min B'mino V'Nishpach, then you go out. As long as there was Rov Heter, nothing to worry about. It's Sofik Rabbanan Makulas. B'med Borom Amurim She'Nishpach. Avol Iso She'Nesare B'Heter. Behu lefanenu, the efshel lamot al shiro, afa pi shu meisurim shel devrayim is also. So this case where he didn't know how much was there to begin with, he didn't keep good records. Okay. And mishpach, okay, mishpach, nothing to do about it. So we'll go suffer the rabbanu lepura. But if lo mishpach, he doesn't know how much is in there. He doesn't know how much isa there was.
How many don't head to the world? Therefore, that's called not a subject in Isius, but a subject in Idea. A subject in Idea is not a subject. And that's a fundamental halacha, an axiom in Dinik Sekers. Right, we'll pick it up again in Kufuid. But this is the makor is really over here. Again, contrast the two cases. Both cases have the same part with the same amount of Isha, the same amount of Heta. In one case, right, he knew how much there was. Right? But now that it's filled out, right, now he doesn't know how much there was. What does that mean? No, he knew how much there was, it's filled out, and how much there was. I mean, the older didn't know how much it was, like I said. But Nishba, an accident happened. If, however, the accident didn't happen, but just what? Same thing, he didn't know, and now it's a suffix. That's called your suffix. Your suffix doesn't make a suffix. That's a suffix in Yidia. A suffix in Yidia doesn't make a suffix. Now, I'll explain this a lot more.
Here, too, we can pick up. The Makor is the Rashba and the Tur. Okay? The Tur quotes the Rashba on the Tzadikhes. If you you have the Tur,
first
the Rashbo, after in the Sarah Shaynin, the Benishtah, right? It's Einon Nino, it's also Sveka the Raisehu. First the Rashbo, Shin the Sarah, the Nino Shaynin, the Nino, the Benishtah, Rona Shaynin, the Kiro Eno. Right? Fine. Hana Nino Shaynin for Nino, Sancha Nishtah. Abu for Nino, Ero Shaynin, Boki Misharo, I feel it, the Rabbanon ain't told in Lahokil. Hilkoch Chal. Alpha Pinchu, the Rabbanon, so Shishan can make a fool.
That's the focus. How do we find his personal suffering versus a suffering? One day, you cook cow. Cow is the other of a cow, right? Other of a cow has milk in it. You're supposed to cut it, check it out, and you locate the kosher and sweep it to get rid of the milk. He didn't do it. He threw in the whole other, right, into a big pot of meat. Right. Not a nice way to behave, it's utter nonsense. Right. Nevertheless, that's what he did. So, what did he mean? What did he say here? That whole of Shunta is Rabbana. So meaning with the right to follow them with Rabbanon and Menavik, right? How much milk was in the other?
Depends.
Nobody knows. Therefore it says, Nasharim and Mekulam. How much Yisrael is there? How much Cholov is there? A whole other is looked upon as solid milk. And in Yisrael, can I get a whole other? Now, I don't see this as a solid idea. This is an idea, a chesed idea of kolal and kulo. Not a personal failure in the shomav chef. He doesn't keep records, doesn't know what anybody did. Right? Nevertheless, that's what the Rashbo quotes. As an example of what? You mishaya the kulo, right? And you don't go here with a suffix. Why not say the suffix that I've run on the kulo? Even though not the pool, I don't know how much came out. Could be a lot came out, could be a little came out. The suffix Rabbanon, no. This suffix Rabbanon is a suffix in Yidia. A suffix in Yidia is not considered to be a suffix. Therefore, you have no choice but Mashiach of the pool.
Look how here the Moshe Kalim pick up this one. So. The one who does the best job on it is the Taz. The Taz involved. But that takes up too much time. So you can read through the whole Taz yourself. Maybe pick up a few pieces there.
Yeah. Which Taz?
Let me give you the Taz. And actually what here, what's critical here in the Noshe Kalim is the Taz and the Nekudas HaKesed. Number five, right? Okay, the Bereitet and the Pitzvah Tshuva. That's just to avoid the Taz because of its length. But we'll see if we can do it. All right, let's try it again. First, take the Shach. Shach is always an advantage, right? The Shach is Makasa. He says what he wants to say. It's easier to start with the Shach. So you pick up the Shach test. Pula Panenu, the Yevsha Lamod Olo Pirish. Our co-ponim, our co-pochos, the kinyan onu sheyesh lo rov. Ela, ein onu the kinyan, and yesh lo samach olo. O shein onu yodim kame yisu, nofet minei. Right? You don't know how much heter, whether it was shishim and heter, or we don't know how much yisu, right? Same thing. Doz hava me yisurim shel debrayim, only dealing with the rabbonons. Atil lohoche ain't tolin lohokil. Kide kaimalon gabe kchal veil simen tzadik. Vatam kosvu haposkim. The sofik hatoli bechesun yediyah lo mikre sofik. The das shotim hu. Masha eitein bereisha. The case with nishpach. The case in beis. But the boar has suffered because she nishpach. Therefore, it's not his fault. Samashomazah knocked it over. That's not his fault. But not knowing that's his fault, therefore, that's called a suffix of Yedir. Right? The Ran Kotzav, Yishuvim de Bedobo, Shiyetra Lamadolov, he has been in the Kulu, Yikol HaYisur Besuffix. Vacholechot Yishor B'mashinir Abeino. The teacher of Boa Chachamim Lahashos Migosayim. Abba Bamashe, a Boa Ella Bikoi Bealmon, Kanshe Nishpach, Kagavna Zinga Lakula. Okay, any of you people want to give that a try? Give a head. Shach records accurately two timing that are mentioned. The Gabe Sofek Shochesu Yediyah. One is the time that the Rashbog is. In Torah Habayis. And the second, the time that the Ran gives. Now you have here as a model though, what complicates the whole Hezbollah, that Chal is looked upon as if it's a failure of the individual. Right? How is he supposed to know how much milk there is in the cow. So, not like giving you an adequate head, but the only thing that's available is since there was a chiyuv on him to cut the cow, shetzi v'eder, and to squeeze it out, that way he would know how much milk is there. So it was a failure or something he had an obligation to do. Like, since he failed his obligation, not that if he does so, because the person standing there with a container when he squeezes against the wall to catch the milk that comes out, but no, but he could. He's interested. He's not interested. He's making the kosher. He's squeezing. He goes to eat. He's going to use the milk anyway. But goes to eat. But it is possible for him to know, had he done what he's supposed to do, since he failed in his obligation, therefore it's called a chesed yediyah. Likewise by nishpach, right? Since nishpach, now there he could have known everything. He could have known how much heter he has. He could have known how much hisa there was, right? Certainly as much as by the cow. But an accident happened. Once an accident happens, I remove it from the question of personal obligation. Accidental, therefore we go with the classic Sofik Rabbanu Lekula. However, it's a Chetzer Yediyah, we don't apply the Heter Tzadik. What's the reason? Well, the Ran reason is hard to understand. Right? Let's stop and think. What is the Ran saying? If I'll allow you to treat a Sufik idea as a Sufik, no one's going to bother to be accurate when it comes to Issa the Hedda. A Sufik idea means it allows me to be sloppy. Therefore, I won't be careful if I know I'm dealing with potential Issa the Hedda. I have Hetzer I'm dealing with, and Yisra I'm dealing with. If I'm conscious of the halacha, I am meticulous. I become careful in shiurim and so on. If once you say, well, as long as you don't know what's happening, it's okay. It pays not to know. It introduces like sloppiness as a halachic advantage. That's what the Ran means. Someone went shot in the Ran, I saw in Sefer, I had an answer so someone writing on Sugis Nisa the Heta there, that went shot in the Ran, that people will say they don't know when they really know. That's a bad shot, because we have a cloud Otav Rishoy Askina. The halacha was given for a show. You want to disregard halacha. You don't have to have an excuse to disregard halacha. Alumbus should disregard. I make believe I don't know, and I do know, and so on. But what the Ran is really saying, that if Sfekus, a Sufik idea, is a real Sufik, it introduces a laxity in how people behave with reference to Issa v'Hetzer. Don't have a compulsion, like to be meticulous and careful.
The Ran is saying, Asu Siyagui Vivrehem, that the Chachamim prohibited this.
No, that's therefore the Chachamim came and said, we disregard your Sufik and we treat it like a regular Yisrael Rabbanan without a Sufik.
Right, because they were afraid that people would be lax.
But the bad language in the Ran is, that seems to indicate what? A willful disregard. That's that shot. You can't learn that shot.
So you could say that Asus Fiyad would be Vrehan, that therefore they prohibited this to prevent people from acting
disregarded
by Meshinir Beinov.
They disregarded that as a subject and dealt with a regular Yisrael Rabbanu. Right? What's the first time, though? This Ashotim was there.
They're not careful.
Huh? Okay.
Careful when they're
that's the Rashbo. The Rosh Hashanah Rashbo in Tehos Habayis is the Dash Shoti Muzeh. Okay. You can't allow a Sufik that is an internalized Sufik due to an individual. Kind of a nesatad bechel ishul, depending on how intelligent a person is, not so intelligent. And the shayla is that needs would have been helpful if they gave a better explanation exactly what's driving them. Nevertheless, if you look in the Pisei Tshuva, introduces a sugya in Issa the Heta in Pei Aleph. The case there is a person made cheese. Could have been just milk the cow, but in those days no one drank milk, so made cheese. And then they shepherded the cow.
Friday morning, same day, but the car had been new. There's a new case on the car. And there's a shayla on the lung. Because the shayla on the lung, the shayla was such that he was not prepared to talk to the shayla. He doesn't know that it's bad eye, no good. Right? Therefore, we asked the cheese. A sikha appeared on the lung, which he was not prepared to be machia, the kulo lukhumra. Therefore, we asked the chief. And that's what the Mechaber says in Tehillah.
That's the next point. Now,
pick up
the time a little bit.
First, the Pisa Chuba. He summarized to see if we get away without having to go to the time. Sorry, wrong instruction. The Beit Haked. Okay. Beit Haked in Simchat Yud. He quotes first the Shach, we just learned. Okay, same. Kosel HaShach, Pirush, HaKol Pochos, Bikin Ono Shei Shambro, Elan Bikin Yesh Bo Samach, Osho Yadina Kamanotik Vinei, אז אבל אני אסום של דברי המקולוך, אין תולן להוקל, הטעם קוצר הפוסקים, יסופק התולי בחסר ידיע למיקרו סופק. דה שוטו זה, זה רשבו, מה שאין כאן בו הסופק מכוח שנשפח, הרן קוצר משום זה בדובר שיהיה אפשר אמרו לו, אז אם נפול יהיה כל הסורים בסופק, כל אחד ישב במה שדיר בין. לפיקר, בואו חבום, מה שבי נסיים. אבל מה שבואו נהל לביקוי, ואומר, גם שנשפח קיים נעזים לכולם. Okay, that's just repeated the Shach. He will try to get away without going to Taz inside. He quotes the Taz in summation. But Taz, Hiksho, Eicham Rinun Khan, the Chesni Yadiyah, Haba Sofik, Ubitsim and Pei Aleph, Matirin, Gevinos, Hatrefos, Ade Sircha, Bechain Bechal, Mishum Shim Hoyinu Bekiyim, Hoyevshul Hatale Dike, Havle Sveksveker, Amo the Chesam Bikius Habasfeka. The Tirit Gabe Gibinos Ikasopik Lahola Olam Ubikau Ikatakon Acher the Shara Bakulu Mashain King Khan. The Kol Pochos Iki Isu Bavadai El Yadid Ami Yesh Samach Lekachosa Ein Shem Bayriches. Okay, let me tell you quickly what he said.
So he had two cases. The case of Kal, we didn't introduce there. We also decided the Kulu, but not because we didn't accept a topic of Yidia. A topic of Yidia, we wanted to accept it. Because the reason by Kal, the Mashiach and the Kulu, because it's a kind of concept of Asher Techen of Isha Techen of Heta, like Dabo Shem Shematirim. I have a simple solution, right? What the solution is? Go with Tamach. Since there's a way out, go with Tamach. Even when you didn't have Tamach here. But since there's a solution to the problem, what do you do with Kal if someone throws Kal in? Say, well, there's an answer. If there's Tamach, I can be Matir. But since there's a tzad heter shabo, therefore I don't want to use this topic. See, the Buddhist, I guess, to pick them up on that, it's a betrayed shetaris. Second case is a sircha, right? Sircha, he says, by sircha, he says, there is a topic you deal. If he were maybe a bigger tamakopam, or a bigger mukhe, he could decide whether the sircha is kosher or not. But since he can't make up his mind, therefore we had to ask for the Gemino, right? He says, there is not because there's a suffix or chesed nidia in that circumstance. Because that's a suffix of halolon, it's not an IRO. Go ask 10 other people, they'll also not be able to decide. Either maybe someone, mumche, will know how to take the sikha, as we call it. Therefore, the sikha is not an example of a suffix chesed nidia, but the suffix of halolon.
Just on that example, a behema has a chesed of time. So when we milk it, so when we milk the cow, the milk was from a cow that was the cheska.
But now something occurred.
But how can it retroactively possible the milk?
Oh, why not? And that's what I do. I mean, normally you shift an animal,
right?
But normally, and you voted along 5 hours later.
But we're not voted the animal. So why don't we, every time we milk a cow, why don't we shift the animal and look at it? Because the animal,
you better run out of milk,
right? Exactly.
You have to get some milk after a while.
Exactly.
There you go. I know that this animal was not part of home.
So you have to retroactively go back to all the milk you have from that animal.
Not retroactive. That's proactive. I mean, this is the milk of the cow. It's the meat of the cow. It's tender. I mean, in normal slaughterhouse management, what they do is you go in and shut out the lungs. And put a label on it, a number on it. The animal has a number, and the lung has a lung. And the animal isn't released for the butcher shops until the lung has been examined and the number is approved. So very often, the shops are running at the speed that they run. The dika takes time. You have a goat king, the shepherd could have shepherded 10 animals, surely check 10 animals before the boat had a chance to be boated one animal. Look at it as good as I can.
And you know, the Kunis HaKesed is who? You don't know, that's the Shach. Okay, the Shach and Taz were adversaries. One of the social issues when the Shach wrote his Perush, his commentary on Shulchan Aruch, was that he was a young man starting up with a Zokei Batoa. And therefore, he didn't really make the grade as a proper opponent of the Taz until he wrote the Kudus HaKesed. Kudus HaKesed was a direct attack on the Taz.
Which
is the Kudus HaKesed? Is that the Kudus HaKesed? You have it on the side?
It's here, but
Shom Simen Katan Vod. Shom means in the Taz.
Right.
Okay, you with us?
Okay.
Here you have where they sharpened his knife. Picture the Simon Peyalet, he asked him the question of the Sikhe, right? why was not that treated as a chesed nidiyah? And the Gemara the Shulchan Aruch didn't treat the chesed nidiyah. That's a regular suffix, and deal with it as a suffix. Why did you discount the second year? So the Shach gave an answer, because it's a suffix l'chol ha'olam. It's not only one man doesn't know, nobody knows. Therefore, it's not looked upon as a chesed nidiyah. Who said that chesed nidiyah has to be only for a meal to people? It's a chesed nidiyah, it's a chesed in the definition of suffix. There was that, the whole devar of the chukim. Okay? You people with us? Yeah, everybody have it? If somebody has it, somebody on the cruise gets on the bottom instead of on the side. The traditional text.
On which sheaf are we on?
On the skimmel, on where we're up to.
Hiksham Simon.
Right, got it? The old editions, the traditional editions have it on the right hand side.
They reset it,
it's on the bottom.
Right.
Okay? Hiksham Yisibin Pei Aleph. The Hezeb was there, the whole Dvor of the Chukim, who made Koror of Kosher Midah, the Hocha, Habe Shapir, Kesson Chochma, even the Olevcho, Namor Al Shiro. By us, that's called the Kesson Yidiyah. Abo Hossam, Midina Kosher, the Efcho, the Midzak, the Poshchin, the Bidaficha, Ella the Machmidin, Amin, and the Vobiki, and on. Hilkov Vadai Sofik Mal Yehu. Shah says that the Taz didn't understand the case. The case isn't there where there's a Sofik. We talk about black kosher, or semi-glock, but I gave out. That's a semi-glock case. What is it? It's a field there. Yeah, we could be much of this animal. But in order to do so, I have to know what I'm doing and know what the fish is. You blow up these 3 men out, so I can work it out. You should get you down to the slaughterhouse, see what everybody moved out to Iowa. Not a bad idea, maybe though.
We can make a trip.
Sent it to Fuji Junior, but it makes sense to Iowa too, yeah.
Ravenheim is doing it semester.
Ravenheim
teaches Shkita, and he always goes every single semester
with his class. No, that's it's not the Shkita you need to see.
No,
organizational.
He does the Vigo with the lungs.
Huh?
After he does the Shkita, he shows the
Vigo
with the lungs.
It's good to see you meet the reading and how it goes through the process. I think in Chester, New York, which is Coast Guard. I mean, in Chester, they still have Shito of Blacks. Besides that, however, it had a Shito in Newark. That was available to us. I used to take the boys. Yeah, every year. It's in Newark. But, there's nothing local because of the unions. They go out to the Iowa, so I had no unionization there, and they used Mexican illegal immigrants to most of the work, maybe for Sheikha also, you know, hoping. anyway, she says, what happened, it's called a difficult Sheikha. I told you that I used to go Thursday night to my sheriff's house to and Shimush in Sikhis in taking, since I figured it's going to die out, no one's going to know anything on this. Yeah. So, Thursday he had the back of two good lungs, what? The boat came in Trenton, where the big shock houses were. Also knew how to take a Sikh, how to pass on a Sikh. But some Sikhis, they were difficult. They didn't want to trust themselves. I wrote it to him, he should be voted. That's the case, that's the Shach said, that's what we're talking about. That's a good question. Kameleh, you could do it. Elohat, They decided not to do it because it's semi-glot. Easy sirchus will take, that comes for us, right? The difficult sirchus will decide to go to chumlah.
That's not the case of chesed yedi at all.
That's the I said in a few words.
Our hosta medina kosher. The epshel the midzak the poshrin ubenefecha. Okay, what's the poshrin? You use warm water. Warm water loosens up the scab. What are you looking? What are you looking for?
A little bit of taking the snow. There's a scab on the lung. The kind of scab that a doctor sees on an X-ray. I know that you lived in New York City a few years ago, and you certainly had a tuberculosis attack. But the body took care of it. Nevertheless, it leaves a fingerprint and a little tear left on the lung. People living in New York. In the old days, everybody had a teeth or two on the lung because cleanliness, whatever it is, there was greater transmission of infectious disease. Nowadays, we're in better shape. So, you know, city fella always had one or two teeth on the lung. He didn't die from it. The body healed it over in a scab. And the floor of the lung, if it goes through the thickness of the floor, right, and shield by itself, it's all there, no problem. But if it made a hole, then I use like you blow up a bicycle tire, we have compressed air, both it sits at a table, we have a compressed air thing with a little cannula, it cannulates the lung, the whole lung through the trachea, there. You put the fingers around it, or somebody put a band on it, and it pumps it up. And then he puts it into a tube of tub of water. The same as you do for a flat tire. And see whether any bubbles come up. If bubbles come up, it means the air was inside, right? And it got to get outside. It must have been that the sphincter actually made an opening, made a that's it. Only what? And he didn't want to do it. That says extra on the day, potion, you soak it in warm water that loosens the scab, right? And now you can see whether indeed there's a puncture there or not. Vali day mesicha, and by blowing it up. So there's the case of the chum, nothing to do with our case of chesed yedia. See, he discounts his whole tach. That's what he says, right, the whole devor of the chukim. They're machmirin, amrinin lo b'kiyin am b'vdika, right? Hilcho badai suffik b'al yehu. Of course that's a proper, it's a proper suffik.
Okay, Rebbe, just a question on sirchus. Are you just looking for perforation, or is there Kabbalah as to how the sirchus looks? You're just looking for perforation.
Yeah. What's the
kunz? Right. I know how. What's the kunz?
The kunz is not to be too rough, because if you pull on the scab, you're going to make a hole. Right. So a shlamazel will always pass the lung. It will always make a hole. It will always come out. That's the potion. So what do you have to know what to do? You have to be able to, if you ever remove the scab from yourself, or women who have to go to mikveh, after you remove it, you have a scab. The scab is healed already, but it's still on there. You have to take it off. If you're going to pull it off, she'll stop bleeding. Right. What's the trick? So she goes, sits in a tub, she takes her bath, right, meanwhile the scab softens, and little by little you move it, you lift it off a little. That's the whole kunst. The whole kunst is not to be mekalkel yourself. If it comes off by itself, you wouldn't have a shayla to begin with. The moment you handle it, you know it's nothing. That's nothing more than theorem. Is not there.
But I thought that neither when it comes to a scab, if it's not, it's not healed, then it's considered part of the body.
Yeah, but if it's healed, it stays on for a long time after healing. The famous Sami Kuti, quoted in the Shas, who took a child bride. So Kuti is from the book, I'm a poster, took a child bride, and he says he would examine her himself before she went to the mikveh. Yeah. It's more for you to see a woman leave her from the take a shock to that. It's actually your confusion. Two weeks ago, in the Mayo medical letter, reported that removing the scab reduces the possibility of scarring. And I grew up like you grew up, or you should have grown up. Don't remove the scab because you're going to make a scar underneath it. If it doesn't heal by naturally, then it won't be a scar. Unlike the halacha, medicine, every one thing in Dharmashtrik, it changes its opinion. Halacha remains constant. Mahai, you're going to get a day today, it's the same as a day as the next year. You're not going to get caught with pulling the rug out from under you. But in medicine, whatever you heard, doesn't mean anything. The rule changes as you go along there. Alright. Let me sum up this pressing idea. And we'll try, I don't know where we can make a little bit of progress. I think so. Mishan, next week we're able to move ahead in Samaches, maybe finish Samaches. There isn't too many fundamentals. Okay. Right. Remember, basically what we've done in Samaches is cover the clothing, right, of Tam Kiiko and Bitul B'Shishin, Min B'Mino, Min B'Sheinu Mino, Timas Goy, right? And now Timas Goy, Timas Feila, and then Timas of Yisrael, Malach Lake, and then the sugya here of the definition of suffix, right? A suffix of chesan yediyah. I can sum up basically the klolim are as follows. I have some notes here I copied. Yitzhosh and Esau Behetzel, right? And you cannot estimate if she should connect an Isum, even though it's an Isum with Rabbanan, right? Nevertheless, we don't say Sofik Rabbanan Lekule, because the Cheson Yediyah. And the two timing were given, why Sofik Atoli the Cheson Yediyah is not considered to be a Sofik, right? One, that by the way, is a quote from the Mordechai in Holin. Shezer Dashotim, right? We don't, I don't know how to define to you Dashotim, what he meant. We can't take into account idiots. The chesaron of a person not knowing can't have a halachic validity of any sort, and since it's a chesaron of yediyah, Dashotim doesn't come into the cheshbon, right? The second time is the time of the Ran, that where most people learn that they will be mezalzel in shiuri habitul. They'll say, masame is good enough, most likely, etc., etc. Nevertheless, if the mixture happened by itself, a mikre, and it was nishpach, right, even though also it is a chesel yediyah, since it's a mikra, it's not an inyan poti, therefore
we consider it to be a proper suffix.
Right, it's a suffix in the Mitzvah. It's a
suffix
in the
Mitzvah. Not Mitzvah, it's a suffix in Yediyah. The spilling out didn't change the volumes, relative volumes of the Yisro and the Heter.
Right.
The problem is he didn't know how much Yisro and Heter is. The same, mom, the same suffix.
Right, but there's a different Mitzvah.
But because it was Nishvach, it isn't a constant that everybody has a problem knowing what's happening in his kitchen. Here, because an incident happened, that's what brought the Shaila. Therefore, it becomes a kind of a milsad roshicha logozeb rabbanan. That's the basis, that's the lachdi basis for it. The very fact that Nishvach makes it a milsad roshicha. Therefore, even though the rabbanan wanted to be gozer, that a chesen yediyah shouldn't be acceptable as a suffix, since it came about by accident, therefore the rabbanan are willing to allow for it. Then, if it is a suffix l'chola olam, such as the case of the sikhah, there you have a machoikas mishach and the taz. The taz held that a suffix l'chol olam takes it away from the shaila of, from the concern of dashotim, or that he'll be, go ahead and be mekel b'shiurim. There, since the suffix l'chol olam, there. And according to the shach, not so. A suffix l'chol olam and a suffix for an individual is identical, no difference.
Yeah.
By the Nishvah, what's the... I'm sorry? How do we understand the Nishvah? The Nishvah? Because how the Shalom brought it along? Right. Shalom brought it along. You know, I had an accident in the kitchen. The cat knocked over the pot. That becomes very unusual case. So, first of all, since the Abidin is the topic of Rabbanon, not to but if it's nothing happens, it's just a normal routine in the kitchen of each of the heads getting mixed up, that's not looked upon as a special happening. That's what Kol Yudei was about. The first thing happened. And those circumstances, we're afraid that, according to where I'm learning Shabbat and Aran, that it'll be made for the children, not good enough, it's 49, 59, 60, 48, it's about the same thing. So what made it,
start taking attendance for brunching, you know, that you fulfilled your legal obligations. It's mitzvah, you should know that it's not the Sambach HaJod on Rosh HaPol.
Right.
Okay. Let's stop here.
Does Rebbe have the list for people to add their name?
Let's see, of course.
People want to add their name to the list?
Yeah, good idea to, you know, put your name on. Yeah, you don't mind that?
You could.
Yeah, it's useful if you have a cell phone, put your cell phone on there too, so that in case something comes up. I don't know if you have to schedule that far in advance, but
great.
October 20th.